Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
How did you deal with losses?
It depends.
Yeah, how did you deal with all those fucking losses?
How did I deal with my many, many losses?
Many heartbreaking.
I just got used to it. I was just like, ah.
Welcome back. What is this? Just a regular podcast, right? All right, it's just a regular podcast.
I got my shots so we don't even today.
So you're not allergic anymore to anything?
No, I'm allergic as
fuck. So I can sneeze on you and you'd be fine?
I'm allergic to everything.
Oh. So you're not allergic for the next 15 minutes? How do the shots work?
I get the shots. I hope they work.
So eventually it will
AKA
cure.
A straight placebo effect.
So what does it do?
They basically give you your allergens to build up your immune system so that at a certain point, after you keep getting fucking injected with it, they keep upping the dose, and then eventually you're not allergic to it because you've gotten so much of it put into your immune system. This has, I don't know. I mean,
that's
I'm not a doctor.
Do you feel improvement?
No.
No?
No, you don't see improvement until like 4 months.
Oh my that's God. How they get you.
Right? They give you nothing for
four months?
Months
of payment.
4 months of straight placebo, and then they give you the real thing?
Damn.
Yeah. It's $13 per visit.
Oh, that's not that bad.
They're running to the
I'm
bank.
I'm surprised you're willing to do
I think
that.
Running to the bank with that, then good job.
Let's do something crazy today. Let's start out with a question. All right.
What do we got?
Chad says, how do you think the rookies who have never played on LAN will compete in a live setting in front of a crowd?
Some will break down. Some might do pretty good, but some will for sure break down.
Yeah. What's like the best rookie appearance there has ever been on LAN?
Simp, probably?
Yeah, Simp and Selly. Selly's first.
Not Selly.
You don't think so?
No, I'm pretty sure he got bodied by Hoptic at London. I remember watching it.
At London? Didn't it? It was a Black Ops 4 event.
It was Black Ops 4.
Not Selly.
I thought it was I remember seeing him in a Black Ops 4 event. He got a 1v4. And I thought that
on
was.
Gridlock?
Yeah.
That was in the Last Chance qualifier.
Oh, but it wasn't that
it was
his first
pro league.
Was that his
it
first?
Was like
a,
oh, yeah, okay. Kinda.
So that's a weird one to because yeah. You hop in on LAN, but you're not playing like.
No,
the
it
top
is for sure
teams.
Simp. I think Simp went off in like London or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Simp for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Out
for
of
sure.
All the rookies, the past like what? How long? Black Ops 4 was 2-3 years ago. And he's the only rookie that's played on LAN.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Like, it's been forever.
Yeah, literally. Like him, I mean, Abizi was already played World War II, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I guess Bruce, too, played World War II, yeah?
Bruce played World War II as well, yeah. So, it has to.
Yeah, Simp got picked up mid-year, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, he got picked up. We
After
played him.
Oh, yeah, because Abizi was their star player.
Yeah,
and then they picked up Simp, and people kind of forgot about Abizi, but Abizi was still frying.
Simp
that's what Clay would say.
Huh?
You replaced Cap.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's right.
Damn.
I forgot you replaced Cap.
Simp replaced Cap.
Yeah, the team got godlike.
That's so fucked up.
They were just
that's
average.
What I mean. I just mean the team really did get godlike.
But who was the team with Cap on it?
There was Clay, Preston, Alec, and Abizi.
The same team, but
I don't think the Cap liked that team though. I think he butted heads with Clay. Think I don't know.
I forgot that he even played on that team.
Am I the J-Cap of Halo?
No.
No.
You wish.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're the...
So J-Cap's actually, like, known
who is
as
he
being
comparable
good.
To in COD?
Yeah, who's the COD Nobody. Maniac? Stainville? Major Maniac?
No, he's, like, nice as hell. Like, he's not like you at all.
Stainville? He hasn't played in, like, 10 years.
How many chips did he win?
You haven't
two.
Either.
One was the national championship.
He won two chips? So...
Him?
Yeah, who's won two chips?
I don't fucking know. I'm sure a lot of people.
Censor.
Dog shit players, probably.
There's some players that never won.
You just roasted yourself.
Yeah, but I'm not them.
Yeah, but I'm not them. There's nobody like you, man.
Think about the people that never won. Like, Nated? Dude, Nated got, like, 52nd places and never won.
That's rough.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's rough.
He went to, like, 100 tournaments?
I'm 2-0 in the finals.
He was so good.
You're 2-0 in finals?
Get you to finals, you win?
So I you was are trying the... to tell my teammates that. No one ever stepped it up.
Wait, are you counting the one with me?
Yes.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's just horrible.
That's counting that win?
Yeah. Well, is that countable?
I can get.
I'll count that.
I mean, I don't really count that, but I do count it.
I count it just because it was so fun.
Like, I've won two events. I don't call them championships.
We didn't even practice. Let's count it. It was so fun. That whole weekend was so fun. All four of us just like not even caring and winning.
Yeah.
You're like, how are we winning?
That was the best. That was the best
event. Super fun.
One of the best events. So no one compares to me?
I would say Censor because he's never lost in finals either.
Bro, I'm not Censor.
And you guys are both
Everyone
jacked.
Who talks about Censor in COD is like, he's garb, but like he's trash.
No. He's never lost the finals.
But there's more to me than never losing a finals. Like playing good at every event.
So you're like me.
Exactly.
Like I'm good at every event.
Playing good at every event. Land God. Redhead. Good looking.
You're basically kinda. Describing Seth.
Damn.
You're saying kind of for
I'm
me.
I'm saying
or
you're the kind of
like,
me.
Yeah. Kind of. Or no, you're no.
No, you're the Halo.
Okay. I'll take that. I'll take
right,
that too.
Agreed upon.
Jesus.
Good Lord. Standoff's coming back. How do you think he's going to play for control?
What? That was specific.
Well, it's just because
I mean,
we know
even
it's
going to.
We know it's going to play great for hardpoint.
Do we?
Yeah, we don't know that.
I guess we don't. That no. would really.
It
fucking
plays so
suck.
Raid plays so different than it did in Black Ops 2. It's like it's not even the same map.
Yeah,
it is. It's the same map, but it's not the same map.
Dude, that
now
would
you can
really,
slide cancel people and
that
shit.
Would really
like,
suck if you
couldn't slide in Black Ops 2.
No, you could dolphin dive. But a dolphin dive was a free kill.
Oh yeah, you dolphin dive. You only dolphin dive when you were trying to cap a flag.
Like,
I think it did look kind of trolly.
Oh,
if you accidentally pressed the stick or B or whatever it is,
you couldn't cancel it.
No, so
you
just
full commit to the fucking dolphin
flop in the middle.
Couldn't
of
you just
the...
keep doing that around the map?
So... No, because it would take you forever to get back.
What are we, frogs?
Wasn't there a COD like that where you could kind of just keep dolphin diving?
Black Ops 3 at the very beginning, like the G slide thing.
Oh yeah, that was so fun.
Yeah, I can't.
Everyone's running around with Vespers. Fly kids like across the map in 5 seconds.
You're like a pancake when you hit the ground, right? You'd come up.
I don't know.
In Black Ops 2?
I don't remember.
Black Ops 3.
AW, there was one too. Nogafen did it. It's like the turtle strafe. You like snake super hard.
Oh, yeah.
And you turn into like this little ball in the air.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. You like, yeah, you'd hit the ground.
Did it at
an
event, and it looked crazy from someone's POV because Nogafen like 1v2'd. On Detroit, and it looked crazy. We killed one and went behind a wall, then did it. And you were like, "What the fuck?" And he's like a little frog, just like flying across
the
screen.
What the tech of that is?
There really isn't any. I mean,
just press all the buttons.
People just find a lot of movement. A lot of that shit's not meant to be in the game.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure a lot of the stuff that you guys do every day.
Halo 5 was full of shit like that.
Dude, just whenever like, people would hover in the middle
of
the air,
people
and then
figure that shit out.
Dude,
Halo 5 was so weird to watch at one point.
I feel like people were finding new shit in Halo 5 like years later.
I bet you they still
like,
could.
You know what I'm saying? They were finding like jump spots.
I'm sure there's
they
even to this
spot
day.
For, like,
people are still playing that dog shit.
I would watch streams and I'd be like, dude, I'd watch like Frosty or something, and I'd be like, dude, what the hell? I didn't even know this was possible. He's like doing shit around the map.
Yeah.
But crazy. In terms of Standoff, I mean, at this point, like, just bring in Slums, bring in fucking...
Right. Like, they're slowly but surely getting rid of all the Cold War maps.
Dude, like,
So, do you guys...
What? Get it off your chest. Say it now.
Dude, can we get some new original good maps? Like,
dude, what?
These were 8 years old. I've played the fuck out of these, man. Yeah, yeah. Like, as good as it is to, like, have good maps, like, guaranteed good maps, like, we're basically just playing Black Ops 2 with slide canceling.
Yeah.
We've got Express, Standoff, Raid.
Wouldn't that make it a good game?
Yeah, it would.
Low key.
Does it?
I'm kind of excited.
I mean, it makes it better, but like, you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying, but I've talked about this many times. I can't remember the last time that a legendary map was made in COD. And that's not like a shot towards COD.
Nah, there's been good maps.
There's been good maps. There hasn't been a raid.
Like, what would you say are some good maps from like Black Ops 3 or Black Ops 4? Like, what was a really good map in Black Ops 4?
Arsenal?
I mean, yeah.
Arsenal's pretty good. Freak was good.
Freak was like, all right.
Hacienda was a pretty good map.
I liked Hossie.
See, like, there's good maps.
There's good maps.
But they're just not, like, on that, like, prestigious level.
Right.
But that's because, like, the game mechanics are completely different. Yeah.
Like, in Halo, we played, like, Sanctuary, like, 6 different times.
Right.
In, like, every Halo.
There's going to be a Sanctuary in the next Halo, too.
I mean, Modern Warfare, like, were there any good maps?
No. And maybe that's what I was thinking of. It's, like, Modern Warfare.
This game? I mean, what good maps are in this game right now?
I like Moscow.
Express and Raid.
Moscow's all right.
I like Moscow.
Moscow.
Yeah.
I don't like Miami.
We don't like Miami.
I mean, there's really not. I mean, there's not a map in this game that 2 years later I'm going to be like, damn, I missed that map. And that's unfortunate.
Checkmate?
We love Checkmate.
We love Checkmate.
Well, I mean, that's different. You guys, like, make money off maps. I'm saying, like, whenever I go in and play a pub, I'm not like, oh, man, I can't wait to check every corner of this plane right now.
I run that plane.
That runs the plane.
I run that fucker. I am King Plane.
Okay. I'm not going to check the corners of Seth's plane.
You're flying Air Force Scumpy. All
right.
Up there.
PPSH is coming back.
I mean,
if I was Hex, I would have crumpled a paper up.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see the paper.
Yeah.
Let me see the paper.
Wait, was that a topic? The PPSH is coming back?
Yeah, but...
Well, it's included with Standoff, because that's the news that we got yesterday. That Standoff's coming back, and then the PPSH is being added back.
Wasn't that the World War II
gun? Yeah, the World War II gun. But it's going to be way different than the World War II gun.
That's the thing, is like...
And it's not going to get used. The 74U...
Is so overpowered.
It's the 74U and Milano are the only guns that are going to be used this year for subs.
Wait, the Milano? You guys are using Milano in scrims?
Dill has
been on certain maps, yeah.
Hell yeah. I love when he gets fucking weird.
Dude, last year he had his Uzi.
Uzi. Oh, dude,
on Gunrunner.
That shit. Every time he used something.
And he's been piecing with it.
With the Milano?
Yeah, he's been piecing with it. Yes. It's pretty crazy. Like, but it only works on certain maps.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Raid, like, with all the head glitches and stuff, to have like a sub that shoots really straight.
Yeah.
And just be able to rip people off headies. But I don't think the 74U is going to get replaced. But hopefully, I like the meta right now, so I don't really want anything coming into the meta. Like, I think the meta right now is perfect.
And you guys, whenever a new patch comes in, you guys play the previous patch the whole season?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we didn't play the new patch until after our major. And that's another reason why it's, like, hard to stream scrims right now, is because, like, or stream anything, because if we're playing on an old patch at the major and then we want to stream the new patch, it's like this patch compared to the old patch, it's like completely different.
Yeah.
It feels like
the movement feels
better, like weirder. Everything's completely different about the game. So it's like playing league play is hindering like your performance in a sense.
Right.
Playing Warzone is hindering your performance.
So, you're playing two different patches?
Yeah, literally. That's why
it doesn't just update the patch for.
So people are like, "Why don't you stream league play?" It's like we're literally playing on the old fucking patch.
Yeah,
because people don't want to say like, "Okay, we played this team on this patch," like, and it's unfair that we had to play another team on a different patch.
Yeah,
so they play the whole.
So they play the whole thing on the same patch.
Oh,
and there's a patch release like every couple weeks. So it's just gonna be that cycle for probably the whole year.
So like when you go play league play, it's like playing
a different game.
Yeah.
It's like a different game.
Dude, what? Yeah.
Yeah, so whenever you play you play the whole season on one patch and then there's the major,
this like worded different
stage.
The whole stage. Yeah.
The whole stage on one patch.
The patch got released probably
a week into it. A week into stage 2.
A week into stage 2, and we played on that old patch the whole stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you update it before the major or the
same patch the whole after the majors, so for a full month we were on an older patch than what everyone else was playing.
That's wild. So you guys that makes more sense why you guys can't
it's literally like
y'all don't stream scrims at all anymore, do you?
We haven't been.
Yeah.
That's mostly because we're just playing Mystic 11s though.
Yeah, we're gonna start again. I would say. I mean, best of 11s, like, we can stream them, but it's like we don't want to block out our screens for search. We could, but like people are just like, why is the screen black? Why can't we hear audio? Why can't we? It's like, it's just a hassle because people don't understand why we're doing it.
And like, it's really good practice for us too, so we need to play them. Like, you get really good practice during those.
Yeah.
Because it's like an actual series with a hardpoint control search, hardpoint control search.
Yeah.
So it's like,
okay, that's...
playing five SNDs in a row, you can get like super lazy, get bored.
Because like by the fourth or fifth map, you're just fucking trolling.
Yeah.
Just running at cuts, not doing anything you would do in a match. It's like,
when you do it this way, it's actually really good.
But yeah, I mean, hopefully the PPSH is fun. I don't really want the meta to change, so I don't want the PPSH to be coming in.
Yeah, I like where the ARs are. Right
now, I like how the meta is like right now. I don't want it to change for the rest of the year because we've already been changing a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ARs are still Kilo.
Kilo. Craig?
The
Craig?
Kilo.
You're
thinking of Warzone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Craig.
What the fuck? Craig, dude, that just like hit my... I've never even...
It's still Craig and QBZ at like certain times.
Yeah, I use QBZ sometimes.
Oh, okay.
So I like the meta where it's at. PPSH, hopefully it's fun for people to use, but I don't want it to come in.
Wait, so you guys can't use the big dragon gun?
Nah.
No, I mean, you can.
Yeah, you can, but we'd have to buy it on our CDL account.
You can use it in a match. There's just no point.
We're not going to spend $20 and use a dragon in a match?
That'd be so dope, though.
But it wouldn't even matter because the skin, our skin would get put over it. So only you would be able to see it. Because our camo and like everything would get put over.
Does it shoot lasers out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to use it then.
Oh, like, those are
GA. It's super distracting, yeah. Uh-huh. Is someone shooting you with that?
But next up, nuke event in Warzone. I could give less of a fuck.
I know, bro. I swear they've been saying this for a year.
Wait, what? No,
so apparently. I haven't played Warzone in 8 months.
I haven't played in over a year.
There's been... Regardless, whatever is coming to Warzone, I don't want to trash it, but like Fortnite did this 9 times before anything's happened in Warzone. You know what I mean?
It's taken like them a minute for the buildup.
Yeah.
When it's been a minute. For this to happen.
Like, better be sick.
Oh, wait.
I feel like seeing...
like, talking about nuking downtown and shit?
Yes.
Dude, I heard that...
No,
yeah, what the fuck?
I heard they're going to nuke the whole map, and it's going to be a new map.
Apparently, there are little screenshots of, like, the whole entire map being snow. So, like, maybe the map...
Like, nuclear winter?
Yeah.
I'm so fucking smart.
But do you remember the first Fortnite event where there were like telescopes pointing up to the sky and then there was like a tiny little like crack in the sky? I think it was a crack in the sky. And people were like, wait, I think there's a meteor coming. And I was like, there's no way that Fortnite has like the ability to do
right?
that.
Yeah.
And then like lo and behold, every other day, like it would get closer and more telescopes would appear on the map. And like people just kind of figured it out.
Their events were sick.
Dude, yeah,
their
events were so dope.
Does that just mean like the Fortnite... fucking, I don't know what you call them, like engineers or coders or just like godlike.
Yeah. And whoever like
dude,
is the writer
it,
of it.
In like everyone's lobby.
You could play as like
time.
What
at the
Thor
same
or whatever.
That's crazy.
That is
Do
crazy.
You remember like the Marshmallow concert?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bro, that's
I remember
is
watching
so
a clip.
I mean Travis Scott too.
Yeah.
Weren't you watching it with someone?
Yeah. And of course
it was like Ace?
No. I was with like my like random Fortnite friends. But the Marshmallow event, of course, my shit like glitches.
Oh, yeah.
And I
that's
like float
happened.
Up to
that's
the sky and I can't sky. Watch anything. I'm like above the clouds.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like the only person, like somehow that. I get glitched.
Yeah, you're just screaming.
You're like way above the concert.
And,
couldn't even
and
hear.
I just kept floating up. It just never stopped.
That'd be hilarious if he heard like, you know, in like movies and shit when it's like, bass, you like hear it through the wall. It'd be funny if you could like barely hear it.
I don't know if it did that or
like
not.
Like muffled bass.
It
like
might
SpongeBob.
Have,
like proximity
like
chat.
That. I don't remember.
Dude, that would be
that
super
would be hilarious.
Funny.
But yeah, I mean, I don't. I haven't been following Warzone like literally at all.
It's so boring to me now.
At all.
They've been talking about
it. I mean, it's
that
not boring to me. Like, I would play it if it was on the same engine, but obviously it's not.
Yeah.
Like, I'd prefer to play that over pubs, probably.
Yeah.
In this game?
Probably.
For sure. But we can't because it's a different engine.
Have you guys played that like big ass playlist on Cold War?
Yeah. Firebomb?
Fire, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's not great.
It's not fun.
No, it was okay. Yeah, it was okay.
The game type is like not that fun, but I think
on release.
I think if they just took that map and made it like a little tiny BR out of it in Cold War, I think that would be fucking fun. Like a little Blackout 2.
I really, really hope that next year's COD has a separate BR so that we can play it.
Yeah.
I really hope.
I don't think
because like
it will.
I love playing BRs. Like I'd rather play BRs to pubs now that they're out. Just because BRs are just like they're just so fun. You can go for like records. You can mess around if you want. They're hilarious. Like there's moments where me and Matt have been just crying.
Yeah.
It's just dumb shit. Like,
yeah, yeah.
In pubs, that's not gonna happen.
It never
like,
happens again in pubs.
Pubs are just like slang out and whatever.
Just like every once in a while, you'd say something to chat. Hey, yeah.
But didn't they say that Warzone is like Warzone? Like that's their final iteration of BR, pretty much.
Yeah, basically. That's what the original story was. Is that that's what they're gonna keep is Warzone as the main Call of Duty BR. But what I've heard is that World War II is not being integrated into Warzone.
Are we boring you?
I know what you're thinking. I can't wait to get back to that podcast. It was just getting real juicy. And so we'll get you there right after we talk about ExpressVPN, which is the title sponsor for today's podcast. So have you ever looked up something online that you didn't want other people to know about? Like, I don't know, you check your bank account on a public Wi-Fi server and you're like, you don't know who's looking. Who's looking at my bank account with all those zeros? Well, you can use ExpressVPN. And I know most of you guys are probably thinking, why don't you just use incognito mode? Well, let me tell you something. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can see every single website that you've ever visited. That's why, even when I'm at home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter where you get your internet from, if it's Verizon or Comcast or anything else, ISPs in the United States can legally sell your information to ad companies. And if that's something you do not want others having access to, ExpressVPN is the perfect place to go. ExpressVPN is an application that reroutes your internet service connection through secure servers so your ISP cannot see the sites that you visited. It also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryptions available. It's available on all of your devices, whether that be phones, computers, or even your smart TVs, so there's really no excuse to not be using it. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Wired. Visit our exclusive link at expressvpn.com/optic and you can get an extra 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/optic. expressvpn.com/optic to learn more. Now let's get back to the podcast. What I've heard is that that World War II coming out is not gonna integrate into Warzone. So it'll be the first COD released since MW that's not going to be a part of Warzone. But I just heard that off of like a random like Charlie Intel article. So that could be completely false. But
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Me neither.
COD is a shit show. Anyways.
All right. Vince Vega asks the question, what is your guys' go-to strategy to regain after a tough loss?
excessive amounts of booze.
Okay.
Dude, when we lost, I went home and instantly just got fucked up.
I felt for y'all. Like usually I'll laugh when you guys lose, but I don't. Like usually it's like, damn, they lost. But like usually I don't really give a fuck because I just don't.
Well, but, thanks.
But whenever you guys lost that lap,
I usually just don't care if they lose.
I just don't give a fuck. But
I mean, it sucks when you guys lose, but like this last one.
Oh yeah, I got really.
I felt like, oh my god, I can't even imagine if I was playing. That shit was
all that
rough.
Hard work and practice to
bro,
go out like
and
that.
And it's like you taste the victory.
Dude, we were playing it so well. Like the map five and like the whole series. Battling, bro.
The call out or the fucking like screaming call outs. Nice. After nice. Wins. Good shit. Let's yeah. fucking go.
We were battling.
Bro, that was
like that.
That's
dude?
Why yeah.
Oh my god. It sucked.
That's why like seeing that what was it? The Rocker tweet. That's who you guys lost to, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, seeing them tweet that afterwards was like now is not the time to say something like that.
Yeah,
like you don't understand.
You don't understand.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
Well, how do you regain besides booze?
I don't know, bro. I feel like I've lost so many times in such like shitty ways. Like
yeah.
it's like hard for me to stay mad at it because like
yeah.
I think
I don't know.
I need
just, like,
a night usually.
I think the night
yeah, you take longer than I need to regain.
The night
like, you'll
the
be pissed
night
all day.
Of the loss,
I don't
like
regain.
you hate life for
that.
That's what
I'm
whole night.
I've never seen a loss hurt, like hit the guys so hard than after Black Ops 3 Champs.
Yeah, that one sucked.
That one was like a week long.
Because it's like, dude, that was like a month long.
Yeah,
for me
like,
at least.
Yeah, yeah. Like almost
I feel like that whole offseason was horrible.
Dude.
I mean, anytime like, you lose it. A champs, you're usually fucking
well,
tilted
for the thing with that one is it was the first champs at the end of the year. So like that was the first time you guys worked the whole year to play a tournament at the end of the year.
So much build up and shit.
You guys were shitting the whole year. And then that shit happened, and then you left, and then you went to Miami or fucking Hawaii or something. So everyone in the Scuff House was just like,
"Wait, did I go rogue? Where'd I
yeah,
go?"
Yeah, you guys both did. Both of you did.
Oh, yeah, I just left.
Wait, where was the event at?
I didn't want to be in the House
Cali.
Of Cows.
You left immediately.
I stayed
from
in Cali. I stayed in Cali
and went somewhere else because I remember at the Scuff House for the next like 2 weeks, I was like, "Dude," and Pomaj was like, "Are you still like?" Low-key sad from that tournament, and it was like a week and a half later. I was like, yeah, I don't know why,
like,
but it just
yeah. Every now and then, like during that off season, I'd be like, just like I don't know, chilling or something, being in a good mood, and I would just think about it, like, why didn't you just fucking die? And just be so pissed off for like an hour. Just be like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Losses suck. Next topic. Sure.
Well, good thing is you won't have a loss as bad as that one ever again.
They all hurt the same.
They all hurt the same. All of them hurt the same?
I mean, losing fucking sucks.
Yeah, it does hurt.
I think there's different levels of hurting.
Yeah.
Like, certain ways you can lose that you're just like, damn, we just trolled.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
Shit.
I agree with that. We trolled. Trolling is the worst way to lose. Like, knowing you should have won and you just fucking trolled.
You outplayed, you did the hard part.
And then you just trolled.
Just gave it to him.
Yeah.
After weeks and weeks of fucking practice.
It's just the part of competing, bro. Like, we've done it to teams, too. You know, like, we've had crazy moments in our careers where we're just, like, just doing something that shouldn't have been possible in that moment to another team. And they're just like, dude, I can't believe we just let Scump do that to us. You know what I'm saying?
Dude,
shit like that.
The optic van thing. Imagine being those guys. You lose because the car blew up.
Did that car blow up all the time?
It did?
Yeah.
It was just weirdly timed.
Well, I mean, there was just car bombs in Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
How did that work? Like, if it got, like, really weak or naded or something, it would just go on fire and then blow up?
Yeah. And it actually did a lot of damage.
Yeah.
And this game, like, a car bomb, you'll go to, like, half health.
Yeah.
That when you die.
And, like, they never blow up anyway. Like, the only They're one already, I see like, blow up is the one on Moscow P4. Like, that car, like, you can make it blow up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but it takes a
that
shit ton.
That car gets mixy.
Dude, that thing, you have to put, like, 6 clips in it and nades to blow it up. Like, how is it so resilient? That thing never blows up.
It used to be one nade to a car.
You'd
have, like, car bomb pre-nades. Do you remember those? Like, if you know where a car is, you'd throw
the car.
Well,
Black Ops 2, you could shoot the crossbow at White Van on Raid Cross and just blow them up
and
trying to
cross. Yeah, blow
raid.
The whole
That's
White
crazy.
Van. Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Now now you can't even touch that van. That van is rock solid.
Dude, they are indestructible. The cars do
Blue
not
van
blow
and white
up.
Van? Blue van and white van? Like, when you're shooting ring,
they do not
blow
up.
They remain unscathed. It'll be 4 hard points in, dude. You're just like...
They can blow up, too, which is the crazy
can they
part,
really?
But they just don't blow up.
They can blow
I'm
up?
I'm pretty sure all the cars can blow up. They just are tanks.
Mm-hmm.
What?
They're like a million tanks. Health.
Damn, I did not know that. Wait, what? How did you
like a
deal?
Boss at the
like
end
that
of a
Fortnite,
dungeon?
That Fortnite thing, you know, the thing in Tilted where you could like hit it, the ice cream truck. And it had like a million health.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah.
It was like that.
Every car is just like that.
How did you deal with losses?
It depends. If I'm well,
yeah. How did you deal with all those fucking losses?
How did I deal with my many, many losses?
Many heartbreaking.
I just got used to it. I was just like, ah. Damn.
Better look next
Maybe
time.
Next
we didn't really
event.
We didn't really practice.
Maybe in
what
2 months at the next MLG. No, I usually, well, it depends. If I'm still in the tournament, like, I can't think about the loss. But yeah. If I'm out of the tournament, you got to just be depressed for a day or two and then just kind of just get over it.
Yeah.
Move on. It's just part of competing. Only one team wins.
Yeah.
Everyone
so
else
don't
loses.
Don't be so sad after that GB loss, man. Keep your head up.
Hang in there.
You're talking events?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
You well, got this, man.
You got this.
Hang in there, Vince.
5-23 is not too bad of a record. Let's get that 6th win.
You might get dropped by your IRL friends. But I'm sure you'll find another team.
What? Not any other good topics on
one
that paper?
More, wait, one more question. And this
is it about our loss again?
No. You guys are off the hook.
Talking about fucking losing all the time.
Recently, Steph Curry made a comment on how every team they play against is trying 1,000% to beat them because of their recent dynasty.
Mm.
Is that how you guys feel?
100%.
Yeah. Do you feel it's like opting?
Fuck yeah.
They don't got to read the rules.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Everyone close. Brings their A game against us.
Because they just know they're going to get roasted if they don't.
That's true. You guys are getting.
We get roasted if we lose.
We get everyone's
but.
Best.
I think it's also like you guys are always on camera. You guys are like what? You were the only team that would stream. So like they get to see your reactions to stuff. They get to see you on
they
a podcast
it.
After.
They
yeah,
it.
They fucking.
They love it.
Yeah. They love Do you guys it. Think you'd be better if you.
I feel
didn't.
Like I've been improving more since not streaming.
Oh, Seth's been frying.
I've been fucking.
That's been turning into a demon.
I haven't been literally... looking at Twitter. I haven't been streaming. I've been piecing.
Literally twice yesterday, I went from my setup and came over here because they were freaking out.
Seth's been frying.
They're like, oh, he gets shit on. And oh, Sethy. And I would come over and I'd be like, man.
That was me.
That was a really good final kill cam
but
I see
But it's also
there.
Like, I'm not going to not stream either. It's like.
Why don't you just stream.
League play on the old patch that we're not playing.
Why don't you stream something other than COD?
And that sucks because that's a lot of streaming money.
Yeah, man.
What?
Nothing. It's just like you guys can't really stream.
No, we can.
I mean, you could.
We're like choosing not to right now.
Yeah.
Like we're just kind of like have our heads down and just grinding.
Yeah.
We'll stream again.
But I definitely feel like it's a disadvantage to having just always being on camera. Like imagine
well, it's a disadvantage.
If there was another team that was doing this type of shit, mm-hmm. like you would peep their shit after a loss. You would like you want to see their reactions. You get off on seeing
oh,
them fucking
yeah.
sad.
When Empire
shit.
Was fucking us up last year online.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. They were all in my chat.
Yeah,
as
they
I just 12-0'd us in scrims.
Yeah.
I'm just like, bro, you yeah. love this. Look at you. You fucking
bro, they
love
get off
this.
On it. So like in those matches, like you it that is true. They go it's 100%. When they play
yeah.
Optic.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's even 100% in scrims, probably.
No.
Especially when
no.
you guys are.
No. Unless we're streaming.
Unless,
streaming.
Yes.
That's what
yes.
I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Streaming.
If you guys are streaming, then they go dumb.
People
hard.
Are afraid to get roasted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you see it, what Cap tweeted out? Do you know who?
Yeah. I think
you
it was
know
NYSL Academy.
What?
NYSL Academy.
Oh.
I That's who they were playing?
I think so, yeah. That's what I saw.
I didn't even know it was an Academy team. There are Academy teams.
Why are they tweeting about Academy teams? Like,
I mean, he wasn't really. Like, he was just putting the score. It was 232-5.
That is a pretty intense score.
Everyone thought it was the Gorillas.
Yeah. It's like blacking it out was nice, but also like put more like, oh my god, is that like
what did he
a
tweet?
Pro team? He tweeted a scoreboard and it was 235-5 or something like that.
Like we've done our fair share of pile driving on Academy teams. But we don't fucking, we don't fucking tweet it.
I think he was just I don't think he was trying to show the team at all.
No, yeah, I mean, it's whatever. I think he was trying to give his team gas without hurting the other team's feelings, but literally every single coach has everyone's scrim blocks, so anyone could just go look. So it's like, everyone found out anyway.
Dude, you could put people in mean traps in this game. You could deadass 250-0 people on certain maps.
Dude, we almost did
Toronto.
That for Dallas yesterday.
Wait.
On raid?
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we were up like
oh
190-15 against Dallas on raid yesterday.
Oh,
but they came back. They ended up with like 100 points.
Oh, yeah.
But like, we didn't tweet it.
Yeah. Just go to that.
Dude, we almost beat one. Toronto 250-0 on checkmate hardpoint in a match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like, we could have deadass won 250-0.
Yeah, I remember
they
that.
Got, the only time they got was like in plane off the rip. And then, like, we got 220 points straight.
Did we?
Yeah. And then they got the rest of the points like P1 again.
That shit was crazy. And those situations, dude, I mean,
wouldn't even notice.
You don't notice?
No, you don't notice. About to, that's you don't notice until ask. You're up 220.
I mean, you just want to finish. You just want to win the match.
Yeah, you just keep going. Like, and you just don't even realize. Like, you just assume like we got to be winning. Right?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I said something like, "Holy shit, look at the score!" Like,
just in passing, "Holy shit, look at the score!"
Yeah, like I'm dead. I'm like, yeah, he's one shot. Holy shit!
That just shows you. That just shows you how much more competitive COD is nowadays than it used to be. Like, do you remember how much shit you guys would talk in the middle of the game, like in Black Ops 2 Ghosts? Like, you guys, like, like Aches and them would just be like, keep fucking going. Like, they would say shit like that and not call out.
I mean,
like,
I remember, are you talking about that thing in Ghost? Remember when Aches was hyping up, like, who was it? Like, TP or Crimsix or something? It was some map on Ghost, but Aches was just, like, screaming.
Yeah.
Because one of his teammates were just destroying.
It does?
Yeah, we're playing online COD, dude. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's very hard to get hype.
We were like that all of
like,
IW
holy
champs.
Shit, I'm on 10 ping better than him.
All of IW champs, we like, were just screaming at everyone.
That
in
is...
playoffs. We were like, just yelling in the middle of games.
Yeah, we were just screaming at everyone.
These guys are horrible and all that shit.
But online...
God, that shit has to feel so good. You guys are shitting and you just hear your teammates, these guys fucking suck. And you're just like, yeah. Oh, man, I'll never experience that.
That shit's super fun.
That must be fucking amazing.
That must be so fun for you guys.
That.
Man, and you get paid really well, too. Dream can't play other games besides Minecraft. And how is that how you guys feel with Call of Duty?
No. I don't feel that way at all.
No?
No.
No.
So, like, whenever you guys... would you stream other games
I think when I come
COD?
Back to streaming, I'm going to start streaming WoW.
I was about to say, because you guys have been playing a lot of WoW,
Dungeons?
Right?
We've been playing a lot of WoW. I've just been trying to learn the game. Because, like, it's hard for you to learn a game. Like, so, like, when I was streaming Minecraft... I was trying to take in so much information, but like Twitch chat's like really helpful. But the way they do it sometimes, it's just like makes you feel like overwhelmed. You're like, okay, I don't know anything.
Yeah, I did
not. Like, speaks to me like
Minecraft,
I'm a toddler.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Minecraft,
like, I don't know
I
what's
felt
going
overwhelmed
on.
Playing that. WoW, I like have been playing for a decade, so like it's fun. And I was just thinking, like, you know, obviously play like 5 hours of COD, like play like a couple hours of League, play Scrim, and then play like 2 or 3 hours of WoW. Like, that's a good stream.
Yeah,
I gave you know, my main audience, which is Call of Duty, a good stream of Call of Duty, and then play something that I'll enjoy just to, like, be able to unwind and
it's
relax.
It's fun to just relax. Like,
yeah.
Like, because, like, I was playing, like, League play and shit for a while in, like, eights, and it was just, like, too much COD. Like, we were playing a lot. I would play, like, two sets
that's
of Scrim,
another
like,
thing.
Two
like,
eights
since
and then League play.
We've been
like,
playing
too
less
much.
COD, I feel. Like,
I feel like we've been playing way better.
We've been playing way less COD as a team, and we've been playing way better because every single day we come in, and I feel like that is one of the biggest things that streaming... is to like players' mentalities is that you wake up and like just having that lingering thought in your mind, like, I have to play 5 hours of League play and Scrim today.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that is just overwhelming. Yeah. And then to a certain degree, it's like you start to resent the game just because you're playing it so you're playing it so much.
Just a stream
and you're playing
shit.
The same three maps. And that's why I'm saying I'd love a BR because like BRs, it's the same map. But you can make it a different game every single time. Yeah. It's like League of Legends almost.
Yeah.
Like pubs or
every
league play, it's like the same thing every single fucking day.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's only four maps you can play. It's like playing that for 5 hours is like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after a scrim. That's why I think that it would be a good idea just for our mentalities to like maybe hop on for a couple hours, play some league play, warm up, play scrims 3-4 hours, and then play WoW for... you know, 2-3 hours.
Just do anything. It's just like relaxing.
Yeah.
Because when we show up to these best of 11s, we show up ready to go. And we like try hard.
Yeah, you guys
like,
haven't.
We really improve.
And I feel like that, and that's what I'm saying. Like, our straight will to practice goes down the more COD we play.
Yeah, because you're just thinking, like, we got two sets today. Nice. That's a long stream, I guess. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're like not even focused in the match or in the practice. You're just like, yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
I mean, I definitely can tell when you guys are scrimming, like, right as soon as I open the door, because you guys have been going, like, dumb hard. And Dill's been scrimming out of here, right?
He always has.
He always has?
Well, not always, but this year since I moved here, yeah.
Oh.
Much.
Okay. Well, I guess that's why.
I still play from home, but I'm going fucking hard.
But you're going what?
I'm going hard.
You are going hard.
But, yeah. I think it's a good. I honestly think that it's a good thing that we've taken like a little bit of a break because we were kind of like pushing ourselves to the limit the first.
I feel like we were wearing ourselves down, bro.
Yeah.
I think that like having another game to play afterwards probably is really therapeutic.
Dude, it's been so nice. Just like We've literally just been hopping on, scrimming, and then we get off and play WoW for like 4 hours. And we just fucking have a ball.
It's actually super fun. Dude, me and Seth have been trolling people. Bro, that shit in the other day.
Like yesterday, a druid tank was fucking with us, and I just said, stupid bear, stupid bear, stupid bear. And then he insta-left the fucking dungeon in Hearthstone.
You remember the guy that we found in Orivos? The guy that had like Genghis?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, me and Seth were trolling this guy so fucking hard.
We just run up to this random dude in the city in WoW, and what were we even talking about?
He had some cool shit on, and me and Seth go up to him, and we're just like, yo. Like talking in the
general
chat.
Oh, no, we were talking about his Raider IO. We were you're nasty.
We were like, yo, so you trying to run some mythics? Like, just talking to him, like, you're trying to play with us? And then, like, he's like, no. And I was like,
you're just typing this, right? There's no, like, voice like, chat.
Seth's name is Renba.
Yeah.
And I was like, trying to, like, dick ride the guy so hard. I was like, this Renba guy's weird. Let's get out of here. And I run out the door.
And then he whispers me, come here. Because he was, like, showing off his mounts to us. He whispered me. I like ran away like to the other side of the city, and he's like, "Come back."
Me and Seth have been crying, dude. When we get trolled, bro, we got kicked out of a raid the other day. Me and Seth joined this like group that was way too high for us, and like we got too high. We instantly died.
One of my old buddies that I played with like a year and a half ago when I was playing, he was like, "Yo, come get ahead of the curve, which is beating the heroic boss before a certain time." And so we get there. They're on the last three bosses. We kill the first one. We one-shot it. The next one, I literally died, like, off the rip 5 times in a row. And then one person in the chat is just like, this is supposed to be an AOTC group, and fucking Renba's doing less damage than the healers.
and every time they talk shit, I automatically side with them. I'm like, it's okay, Renba, don't listen to him. Like, you're doing fine.
You guys
like,
don't
I'm
know
doing just the same amount.
You guys don't know what we're talking about, but dude, we troll. It's so fucking funny, dude. Like, if we get a bad like dungeon or something, I just start trolling people. It's because they get so mad.
Can't wait to get level 60 and get an invite for once.
Well, get your grind up.
Get your grind up, bro.
I'm trying. Speaking of which,
we've been
a month and you haven't gotten to 60.
It's right there. Wait, what level are you at?
56.
Is it hard to rank up?
No.
Not really. It's just time consuming. Like, you just
got to
sit
quick,
there and grind.
Me and Seth did
it pretty quick.
If you played all day, you'd hit 60 today.
Yeah.
Easily.
All you have to do is clear your entire schedule for today and just play the whole day.
He just only plays for an hour or two at a time.
Yeah.
And that's just not how WoW's supposed
to
be played.
I don't know. I don't got it. I was talking to Hitch on the FiCast that I just don't got it in me anymore to like grind to like grind. That. Like I lose complete interest after like 2 hours.
Of anything. Well, you got to get your grind up if you want to get to level 60 so you can get invites to dungeons.
And all right, raids.
That sounds sarcastic as fuck. No. Next topic.
I was just making sure I got it right. I think that's all the topics. Well, Jack and Valkyrie became co-owners of 100 Thieves.
We talked about that last time, didn't we? Pretty sure we talked about that last part.
Well, it's still congratulations to those two, right?
Yeah.
Congrats.
That's cool. Sick.
That is really, really, really cool. And that's everything.
Let me see it. Let me see the paper.
That's everything.
Jesus. Do I have to be the host? The fucking...
Did y'all see what's happening in the European soccer shit?
No.
Okay, well, I'm not going to talk about
tell
it.
Tell us, please.
Oh, wait, that was
it.
All
what's
the
happening?
That was all the topics.
It's like really don't we'll talk about it later.
All right, yeah.
Cuz it's too much.
That's it.
For you Americans to understand. So I think that's going to do
it. Roger.
I think that's going to do it for today's podcast. A little bit shorter, but you know what? Short is not always a bad thing.
Short and sweet.
Amen.
Thank you guys
for that,
so much
brother.
For watching. We'll see you next time.
You just threw that like a
green wall.
I tried to hit the camera.
Kennst du dieses Gefühl, wenn du eine neue Brille aufsetzt? Genau. Und jetzt stell dir vor, du erlebst es gleich zweimal. Kauf zwei Brillen oder Sonnenbrillen in Sehstärke und erhalte das günstigere oder gleichwertige Glaspaket geschenkt. Gilt für ausgewählte Glaspakete. Alltag oder Sonne. Brille oder Sonnenbrille. Deine Entscheidung. Klick auf den Banner und entdecke 2 für 1 bei Apollo.